News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. Coming on first is, the National Archives of India invites applications for various deputation posts including scientific officer, archivist, microphotographer and assistant microphotographer. Interested candidates are encouraged to apply within 45 days from the date of this advertisement, ensuring applications are submitted through the proper channel. Full details including eligibility criteria are available on the National Archives of India website, that is https://nationalarchives.nic.in. The Government of India, Ministry of Defence, Bengal Engineer Group and Centre, Roorkee, Uttarakhand has released recruitment notice for the recruitment of defence civilian employees. Applications are invited from eligible Indian nationals for the position of civil trade instructors in fitter, painter and decorator and artisan construction, mason trades. A total of 3 vacancies are available with vertical reservation for unreserved, other backward classes, economically weaker sections and ex-servicemen. The positions offer pay as per level 2 of the 7 CPC with a basic pay of ₹19,900. Applicants must be between 18 to 25 years of age as of the closing date of receipt of applications. Age relaxation is applicable for SC, ST, OBC candidates, government employees and women as per existing government rules. Applications must be submitted within 30 days from the date of this advertisement in Employment News. Kindly go on to the website https://joinindianarmy.nic.in/Roorkee. The Ministry of Labour and Employment, Government of India, has announced the filling up of a post of Chief Labour Commissioner, Central, on a deputation basis. The vacancy is in the higher administrative grade of the Central Labour Service in level 15 of the pay matrix with a salary range from 1,82,200 to 2,24,100. The appointment is initially for a period of 3 years from October 1, 2024 to September 30, 2027. Applications must be submitted within 4 weeks from the date of this advertisement and more details can be found on the Ministry's official website, that is www.labour.gov.in. CSIR, Indian Institute of Petroleum, Dehradun, under the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, invites applications from enthusiastic Indian nationals for the position of security officer. The post is offered under pay level 7 of the 7 CPC with a salary range of 44,900 to 1,42,400 rupees. The minimum qualification for the role requires applicants to be ex-short service commission officers or ex-servicemen holding ranks equivalent to subedar or higher in the Army, Navy, Air Force or equivalent ranks in paramilitary forces like ITBP, BSF, CRPF or CISF, etc., with a minimum of 10 years of experience in security services. The last day to submit the application is September 30th, 2024. For further information, kindly go on to the institutional's website, that is www.csir.res.in. The Northeastern Police Academy, NEPA, Meghalaya, under the Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, invites applications for several posts on deputation basis. The vacancies include positions such as Superintendent Training, Superintendent Office, Stenographer Grade 1, Swimming Coach, Upper Division Clerk, Inspector Training, Inspector Riding, Inspector Line, Sub-Inspector General Duty, Sub-Inspector Band, Sub-Inspector Radio Mechanic, Sub-Inspector Armor, and Assistant Sub-Inspector Wireless, among others. These positions belong to the General Central Service Group B or C, and are non-gazetted and non-ministerial roles with pay levels ranging from level 2 to level 6. Eligible candidates are required to submit their applications in the prescribed format along with relevant documents and a recent passport photograph. Applications must be sent to the designated address within 60 days from the date of this advertisement publication. Please note that applications received after the due date or incomplete applications will not be considered. For further details on eligibility, qualifications, experience, and the biodata format, candidates can visit the official NEPA website at www.nepa.gov.in. The Ministry of Ayush is also seeking applications for the post of Director at the All India Institute of Ayurveda, AIIA, New Delhi. This autonomous body under the Government of India is inviting applications in the prescribed format, which must be submitted within 45 days of the publication of this advertisement. For all the details, kindly go on to the notification which is available on the Ministry of Ayush and AIIA website, that is ayush.gov.in. The Cement Corporation of India Limited, CCI, a government undertaking, is hiring an officer, finance and accounts on a fixed-term contract basis. There are 4 positions available, distributed across various locations. Candidates must have a minimum of 2 years of experience and the upper age limit is 40 years. The last date for submitting applications is 16 September. For further details, kindly go on to the website, that is www.cciltd.in. The Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, invites applications from male Indian citizens for the recruitment of constable, fire, male posts. These positions are temporary but may become permanent. The pay scale is level 3, with usual allowances as per the central government rules. Total number of vacancies is 1,130. Vacancies are distributed across various states and union territories with specific provisions for military and Naxal affected areas. The recruitment also includes a 10% reservation for ex-servicemen. For more details, including the full list of vacancies, state-specific reservations, and to download the application form, kindly visit the CISF recruitment website. Admit cards of all stages will be available online. It is important to note that a 12th class qualification with science subjects is mandatory for applicants, and they must be between 18 to 23 years of age as of the application deadline, that is September 30th, 2024. Candidates must submit their applications online by September 30, 2024 through the CISF website, that is https://cisfrect.cisf.gov.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.